Part 2. What can mentoring do for you? As mentioned in the previous podcast for mentors, one of the most commonly reported benefits of mentoring for both mentor and mentee is work-related learning, helping the mentees to become better in their role. This could represent the mentor sharing helpful knowledge about the organization, the department, or the specific role with the mentee. If the mentor is outside the organization the mentee works in, there are benefits to the mentor demonstrating effective behaviors to the mentee through role modeling, or the mentor helping the mentee to develop their own approach to specific tasks through encouragement and feedback. Another common benefit for mentees is career enhancement. Often, this is through the mentee being able to discuss and refine their career plans with the mentor, perhaps receiving help in identifying appropriate development opportunities and making crucial career decisions. This can happen whether or not both individuals work in the same organization. In some cases, the mentor may provide direct opportunities to work on career-enhancing projects that increase the mentee's visibility within their organization. They may also provide access to important networking opportunities inside and outside the organization. The next potential benefit of mentoring is social, psychological, and emotional support. Your mentor can be someone you go to in order to unburden yourself about your worries and your insecurities. Many people in positions of responsibility experience uncertainties such as imposter phenomenon, where you believe that you are not as competent as everyone thinks you are, and you are soon to be going to be found out. In a safe mentoring relationship, you can receive reassurance, acceptance, and emotional grounding. And again, this kind of support is invaluable whether or not you work in the same organization. As well as the potential benefits, it is also worth being aware of the potential dangers of mentoring. A common problem in mentoring is a mismatch between the mentor's and the mentee's expectations about who will be putting the most effort into the relationship and who will be getting the most out of it. If you're expecting your mentor to solve all of your problems for you, you're probably heading for disappointment. If you learn best by discussing practical examples, but your mentor really enjoys theoretical models, then you're probably going to experience a certain amount of frustration. Some mentors may just want to impress you with their accumulated knowledge and skills, not caring if they are actually relevant or beneficial to you personally. They may be so keen to produce a clone of themselves that they will expect you to adopt their way of doing things, even if it is out of date and not appropriate for your personality or the specific situations you are dealing with. On the other hand, if all you're doing is trying to impress your mentor all the time, you are unlikely to learn anything from them. They may be so bad at giving useful feedback that the mentee ends up feeling demoralized and helpless. However, as a mentee, you may dismiss potential learning opportunities by being too narrow-minded to notice unexpected lessons, or by being too defensive to benefit from well-intentioned constructive criticism. In highly politicized organizations, being a poor mentoring relationship could be career-limiting rather than career-enhancing, either because the mentor or the mentee betrays secrets shared in confidence, or because of reputational damage caused by being linked to an unpopular or controversial person.